Earth and Sky.
We don't know yet what will happen, but one of the speculations is that global warming is going to tend to push the ocean towards new directions.
You're listening to Jorge Sarmiento, professor of geosciences at Princeton, talking about a major shift in ocean life. He spoke of a 10-year satellite record of ocean color used to study microscopic sea plants called phytoplankton.
We've been examining this record, trying to look for patterns in it that could help us to understand how the biology in the ocean as the world warms might respond to this global warming, to the changes that will occur.
Phytoplankton live on the ocean surface where fewer nutrients are available as water warms, according to research by Sarmiento conducted in the tropics. He said that climate models indicate slightly less phytoplankton in the ocean overall by the year 2100. But because the tiny plants form the base of the ocean food chain, even a small change can have a big impact on ocean life.
I suspect that the kinds of ecosystem changes or ocean biology changes that are going to have the biggest impacts on human beings are going to be more like things that happen on the West Coast, for example, the huge change in salmon fisheries that occurs, shifting between the northwest of the United States and up farther north in Canada and Alaska, where one fishery can go up while the other goes down.
We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.